Iacob.
So you can open your Bible to James. James had spoken to the believers to encourage them. He realizes and he realizes that they need to grow up. And in growing up, one of the tests is how you respond to hard times.
Ar zanu e melebe zanya de fitsapana ny amin'ny hoe ahoana ny fomba famalinao rehefa mandalo fototsarotra ianao.
And he's wanted to encourage them to rejoice in their trials.
Ar de te ampaherana azy ireo izy hoe miravoravoa ao anatin'izany fizahana mahazo anareo izany.
A mature spiritual response to hardship.
Ny hoe famaly matotra an'izany hoe ady sarotra izany a.
Is not getting angry with God.
Tsy le hoe tezitra amin'andriamanitra.
Not feeling sorry for yourself.
Na hoe matsiaro malahelo ny tenanao.
Not fighting with other people.
Na miady amin'ny olona hafa.
But keeping your peace.
Fa miazona tsara ny fiadananao, filaminanao.
An abiding joy.
Ary de manana fifaliana be da be.
Even in hard times.
Eny fa na dia ao anatin'ny fotoana sarotra azy.
Because he says the hard times are producing something good in you.
Satria ozy izy hoe le fotoana sarotra iny a mamokatra zavatra tsara avy ao aminao.
It means God hasn't left you alone.
Dikan'izay tsy hoe kory hoe navelan'Andriamanitra rery teo ianao.
But he is fashioning and forming you.
Fa mamola volanao izy manamboatra anao.
To change your character.
Mba hanova ny toetsainao.
From being a selfish person.
Miala vao amin'le hoe titena.
Into a more Christ-like person.
Mba ho tonga bebe kokoa tahaka an'i Kristy.
Christ laid his life down for the sake of others.
I Kristy dia nanomelan'ny fiainany mihitsy izy ho an'ny hafa.
He endured great suffering.
Ary dia niaritra fahoriana lehibe izy.
To show his faith was mature.
Mba hanehoany hoe ny finoany a dia efa matotra.
His faith was put to the test and it proved to be true.
Ary ny finoany dia nozahany toetra ary hita fa tsara, voaprofo fa tsara.
He resisted the temptation.
Ary nolava ny fizahany toetra.
And he stood firm and honored God with his life.
Ary nijoro tsara izy ary nanome voninahitra an'Andriamanitra teo amin'ny fiainany.
One of the temptations to us when we're under pressure is to turn away from God.
Ary anisan'ny fizahany toetra eo amintsika indraindray rehefa hoe mandalo zavatsarotra tsika dia te hiala an'Andriamanitra.
And when you go through a hard time, there's a temptation to think that God has abandoned you.
Rehefa mandalo fototsarotra ianao dia tonga le fakapanaha meritra atonga anao eritreritra hoe nilozan'Andriamanitra ianao.
Or where there's some breakthrough you want and God doesn't give it to you.
Na misy zavatra hoe andrandrahinao mba ho tonga aminao dia nefa le miandrandra anao omen'Andriamanitra anao iny.
You think he's holding out on you.
Dia mieritreritra ianao rehefa tsy azonao ilay izy hoe azonin'Andriamanitra ilay izy fa tsy omeny anahy.
That's how the enemy tricked Adam and Eve.
Izay angeny namitahany fahavalo any Adama sy Eva.
He said, see, look at this fruit.
Hoy izy hoe jereo ange ty azo ty e, ilay voankazo e.
God's keeping the best stuff from you. He's not giving you the best stuff.
Tsy omen'Andriamanitra anareo ilay zavatra tena tsara be.
And Adam and Eve doubted God.
Dia nanomboka nisalasalany amin'Andriamanitra Adama sy Eva.
And tasted that fruit.
Hoe anandrana an'ilay voankazo izy.
But what they'd really done is thought that maybe God was holding out on them.
Dia nanomboka nisaintsaina izy hoe sody tokoa ara hoe azonin'Andriamanitra tsy omeny antsika fotsiny io.
They should have trusted in God.
Tokony ho nahatoky an'Andriamanitra izy ireo.
And believed the best of him.
Ary dia tena hoe nino any tsara indrindra ana azy.
So James says every good and perfect gift comes from God.
Dia ozy izy Jakoba hoe ny zavatra tsara sy tanteraka rehetra dia avy any amin'Andriamanitra.
And even if he sends a trial your way.
Ka eny fa na dia hoe mandefa fizahany toetra eo amin'ny fiainanao azy izy eo amin'ny lalanao.
He's working it for good.
Dia ny amola volany an'iny dia hiteraka zavatra tsara.
Many people know Romans 8 verse 28 off by heart.
Ny olona be da be ny olona mahalala ny Romanina toko fahavalo andininy fahavalo amin'ny roapolo tsenjery.
Either it's true or it's not true.
Na hoe marina ilay izy na hoe tsy marina.
But it is true.
Fa marina nefa le izy.
It says God works all things together.
Ozy izay fanzavatra rehetra dia miara-miasa soa.
For good.
Ho an'ny zavatra tsara.
For those who love him.
Ho an'ireo izay tia azy.
And are called according to his purpose.
Sy ireo izay efa natsona araka ny fikasany.
It means his children, you and me.
Dikan'izay te hoe ny zanany, izaho sy ianao.
God is only working for your good.
Andriamanitra dia ny amolavolanao ho tsara foana ny ataony.
But sometimes that hurts.
Indraindray nefa marary izany.
Sometimes he has to come and break away parts of your life that aren't good for you.
Indraindray mila tonga izy dia tena hoe manapaka manala an'izay zavatra tsy tsara eo amin'ny ampahany eo amin'ny fiainanao.
He has to expose insecurities.
Mila hoe ariary n'le tsy fahazahoana ho antoka iny.
He has to show you where your character is just nowhere near where it should be.
Dia asehoany ianao ny toetsainao hoe eto ny tokony ho isy an'iny.
But James says we ought to rejoice.
De ozy izy Jakoba hoe tokony tsika iravoravo.
He's saying God has a good plan.
Ozy izy hoe manana planina tsara Andriamanitra.
And he initiated it.
Ary izy no nanomboka niny.
This is James 1 verse 18.
Ao amin'ny Jakoba toko voalohany andinin'ny fahavalo-ambin'ny folo
izany. We can read it. It says he chose to give us birth through the word of truth that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created.
Ozy izy ao amin'ny andinin'ny fahavalo-ambin'ny folo hoe tamin'ny sitrapony no niterahany antsika tamin'ny teny fahamarinana mba ho santatry ny zavatra noforoniny isika.
God chose to give us birth.
Andriamanitra ny safidy hiteraka antsika.
It's speaking of spiritual birth.
Ny dikan'izay dia miresaka zavatra fahaterahana ara-panahy.
God chose to bring you to life spiritually.
Ny safidy Andriamanitra hitondra anao ho velona ara-panahy.
Through the word of truth.
Amin'ny alalan'ny teny fahamarinany.
The point James is making.
Ny teboka tiany Jakoba ho tenenina.
Is God started this.
Dia hoe Andriamanitra ny nanomboka anio.
He began your spiritual journey.
Izy no nanomboka ny dianao ara-panahy.
When you became a Christian.
Rehefa tonga kristianina ianao.
It's God that spoke something.
Andriamanitra no niteny zavatra.
To give you birth, to make you spiritually alive.
Mba hanome anao an'izay fiterahana izay hoe nataony teraka ara-panahy ianao.
We know that it's not the baby that decides to come alive.
Fantatritsika tsara fa tsy ilay zazakely akory no misafidy hoe izaho ho velona.
It's parents who decide to have a baby.
Ny ray aman-dreny no misafidy hoe andao tsika hiteraka.
And they decide, let's have a child.
Dia napa-kevitra zareo andao tsika hananjanaka.
And all, if it all goes well.
Dia rehefa milamina tsara ny rehetrarehetra.
A child is produced by the parents' will.
Dia araka ilay fikasan'ilay ray aman-dreny dia nisy zaza voaforona.
And your spiritual birth was produced by the will of the Father.
Ary ny fahaterahanao ara-panahy dia vokatry le safidiny ray.
And God does this by his word.
Ary nataon'Andriamanitra ny tamin'ny alalan'ny teniny.
James is suggesting that it's very much a creative act of God.
Ary Jakoba dia manambara hoe tena ohatrany hoe famoronan'Andriamanitra mihitsy izany.
Like when God spoke and said, let there be light.
Ohatran'le Andriamanitra niteny ozy izy hoe misy ny mazava.
There was light.
Dia nisy ny mazava.
That's how he created the world we're part of.
Izay no namoronana an'le tontolo izay misy antsika ity.
You've read the story in Genesis.
Efa nivakianareo ilay tantara tao amin'ny Genesis.
Genesis 1 and 2.
Genesis toko voalohany sy faharoa.
Let there be light.
Misy ny mazava.
God spoke into being.
Niteny Andriamanitra aoka izy.
And James says your spiritual life was also based on the word of God.
Ary Jakoba koa dia miteny hoe ny ara-panahinao koa dia mifototra amin'ilay tenin'Andriamanitra.
God spoke and in a way he said let there be life.
Dia niteny Andriamanitra ozy izy hoe aoka izy fiainana.
And you were born again.
Dia nateraka indray ianao.
It was the word of God that brought forth your spiritual life.
Ny tenin'Andriamanitra na tonga an'le fiainanao ara-panahy.
In 1 Peter 1 verse 23.
Any amin'ny Petera voalohany.
It says you've been born
again. It
says you've been born again.
Ozy izao efa nateraka indray ianareo.
Not of perishable seed.
Tsy avy amin'le vomety ho lo.
But of imperishable.
Fa le vo tsy mety lo.
through the living and enduring word of God. So Peter says you were born again by the word of God. 2 verses later Peter says, this word of God was the gospel which was preached to you. So the word of God is God's agent for producing spiritual life.
Ate inia leftovana pesainandriamanitra mba mokatra fahavelomana ara-panahy.
And what James is bringing the people to now is an understanding of what they need.
Ate lefazahoana le zavatra ilainy.
They were born by the word.
Nateraky ny teny izy ireo.
But they're not yet mature.
Kanefa mbola tsy matotra.
They're facing trials and they need to persevere.
Mandalo fizahantoetra zareo dia mila miaritra ao anatin'izany.
But they don't persevere in a vacuum.
Fa tsy hoe miaritra fotsiny ao anatin'ny rivotra ao.
All by themselves alone hanging on.
Na hoe ao anatiny hoe izy rery no miazona miazo tena rery eo.
You don't just wait for the trial to be over saying I'll just hold on to the rope as long as I can.
Dia tsy hoe andrasanao hiala le fizahantoetra dia hozy anao za miazona eto amin'ity tady ity fotsiny mandra-pandalony iny mandra-palasany iny.
You're not just hanging on.
Tsy hoe eo fotsiny anao miazona eo.
Waiting for it to pass.
Miandry anao hoe aleo iny andalo any ho lasa any.
But if the trial is to produce maturity in you, then spiritual growth is going to come from where spiritual life comes from. Which is the word of God. And that's what James wants them to know. Today's passage is a stepping stone into the rest of James. Because James speaks about the word of God as a seed that must grow. So let's read from James 1 verse 19 to 25.
Fantatrareo izany rahalahy malalako, kanefa aoka ny olona rehetra alady iaino, ho malay miteny, ho malay kitezitra, fa ny fahatezeran'ny olona tsy hahefana izay marina eo imason'Andriamanitra. Ko ary io ny fahalotoana sy ny lolompo rehetra, ary ekeo amin'ny fahalemem-panahy teny nambolena izay mahavonjy ny fanahinareo. Fa aoka ho pakatony teny ianareo, fa aza mpiaino fotsiny ihany ka mamitaka ny tenanareo. Fa raha misy mpiaino ny teny nefa tsy pakato, dia toy ny olona mizany tareny eo amin'ny fitaratra izy. Fa mijery ny tenany izy dia lasa, ary miaraka amin'izay dia adino ny tareny. Fa izay mandinika ny lalàna tanteraka dia ny lalàna fahafahana, ka maharitra amin'izany raha tsy mpiaino manadino, fa mpanao ny asa dia ho sambatra amin'ny asany izany olona izany.
So in verse 18, James describes the word of God as the seed in the womb that results in new life.
Now in verse 21
he speaks of it as the seed that is planted. The word of God can be like a seed planted in soil. And it's expected to grow. To to provide the full salvation.
In verse 21,
he ends by saying, "This word which can save you." This is how Scripture speaks of salvation. The Word of God saved you. And it can save you. More. And it will save you. Past, present, future. And in verse 12, he spoke about blessings that will come in the future. And because he said, if you endure through a trial, there awaits a crown for you. But that's a long time in the future. I don't want to wait till then. That's a long time. You know, in this country, people don't want to wait a long time. The future is too far away. No one can see that far. I'm worried about today. I'm worried about what I'll eat today. So verse 12 speaks about the future blessing of endurance.
And then,
but what James suggests in this passage is about present tense blessing.
He
said you should be quick to listen. You should get rid of the junk. Accept the word like a seed. Because it has the potential to bring you more of the fullness of salvation. And
but
don't just listen. Do what it says. And at the end in verse 25, he said, that man, who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he's heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does.
When's
that blessing? It's in the here and now. Blessed in what you do. Not a crown in the future. Not when the trial is over. But in the midst of the trials of life, you don't have to be fruitless. You don't have to have a life of just hanging on. You can have a life that is fruitful if you are hearing the Word of God, receiving the Word of God, and living out the Word of God. James is very specific about how the Word works. In verse 18, he speaks of the Word of Truth. In verse 21, he speaks about the Word implanted as a seed. In verse 22, he mentions the Word. And verse 23, and in verse 25, he speaks about the perfect law that gives freedom. And we've seen that the word that gave birth to us spiritually was the gospel.
Arita tike tsara le tense mitera katsika arapanate le filazantsar.
If we look carefully at what James is saying,
rati retike tsara nzavatra tenen Jakoba,
his understanding of the word is that it is the scripture.
Arin faza on tsara le tense zan delewe le ten suratra masna.
So we call this the word of God.
Yini antsuitika we
In Timothy it's described as God breathed, it's inspired, it's authored by God.
Ao am Timothy izy dia nitenena avy amin'ny tsindrimandrin'Andriamanitra izany hoe avy amin'Andriamanitra.
So there is a miracle and a mystery.
Aka misy mintsy izany hoe zava-mahagaga sy za mistery.
Because in this written word,
satria hoe ato anatin'ity tenin'Andriamanitra voasoratra ity,
there is seed that if planted in us will bring spiritual life.
De misy voa izay rehefa ambolena ho anatitsika dia miteraka fiainana ara-panahy eo amintsika.
If we hear it,
raisintsika
le
izy,
receive it,
raisintsika le izy,
and apply it,
dia hatiarintsika, ataontsika,
then we will be blessed.
Dia ho voatahy isika.
It is able to save us.
Afaka mamonjy antsika.
Now you're already saved.
Efa voavonjitsika.
Your justification.
Izay le fanamarinana anao.
That was the work of Jesus accomplished on the cross.
Izay le asan Jesosy izay tanteraka teo ambony hazo fijaliana.
But the Bible also speaks of us as being saved.
Fanenin'Andriamanitra ihany koa dia miteny antsika isika dia mbola vonjena.
It says work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
Ozy izy hoe tena hoe efa ho amitahotra sy ny ovitra le famonjenanareo.
And that is your sanctification.
Ary izay le fanamasinana anao.
Your journey towards Christ likeness.
Izay dianao hoe memanakaiky an'le hoe fitovizana amin'ny Kristy.
It's not a moralism.
Tsy resaka moraly io.
It's not a set of laws.
Tsy resaka hoe lalàna be mipetraka.
It's a transformation of who you are by the word of God.
Fa fanovana an'le mahay anao anao avy amin'ny alalan'ny tenin'Andriamanitra.
And you are more blessed.
Ary dia ho voatahy bebe kokoa ianao.
The more the word of God has transformed you.
Arakaraky ny anovan'ny tenin'Andriamanitra anao.
So James teaches us to apply scripture to our lives.
Ary dia i Jakoba eto mampianatra antsika hoe ampiaro amin'ny fiainantsika ny tenin'Andriamanitra.
But not in a legalistic way.
Fa tsy hoe araka ny fanarahan-dalàna be fotsiny ihany.
Look at how he describes this word, this law.
Jereva ngeny ny fomba nanambarany an'le hoe le teny na le hoe le lalàna e.
And remember, he's a Jew speaking to Jews, so they understood the Old Testament.
Ary fantatro tsara hoe Jiosy miresaka amin'ny Jiosy io a, mahazo tsara an'le testamenta taloha zany ry zareo.
He calls it a perfect law of liberty.
Ozy izy ny antsony anazy hoe lay lalàna tanteraky ny fahafahana.
A law of freedom.
Lalàna ny fahafahana.
That's incredible.
Tena mahatalanjo izany.
How do you view the word of God?
Ahoana ny fomba fijerinao ny tenin'Andriamanitra?
Too many people see it as rules that come and box your life in and restrain you and make your life hard.
Be da be ny olona mahita anazy hoe lalàna misy lalàna be da be ohatrany hoe mamefy anao ohatrany reny ao anaty boaty be reny ianao miaro anao ao.
James says it's the word of God that brings life.
Fa hozy izy Jakoba hoe tenin'Andriamanitra izay mitondra fiainana.
If you want to truly be alive.
Raha tena te ho velona marina ianao.
And growing in spiritual life.
Ary mitomba ao amin'ny fiainana ara-panahy.
It's the word of God that is the perfect law of liberty.
Le tenin'Andriamanitra izay ilay lalàna tanteraky ny fahafahana.
And so he says everyone should be quick to listen.
De hoy izy hoe ny olona rehetra tokony ho mailaka amin'ny fiainonana hoe mora malady miaina.
Like when I'm hungry.
Rehefa nonako a.
And Sue says lunchtime.
De rehefa miteny Sue hoe masaka ny sakafo.
I'm on my way to the table.
De sahako mitondra de mandeha aingana mandeha makeny amin'ny latabatra.
Quick to get to the food.
Aingakaingana be mifatongavako amin'ilay sakafo.
We should be quick to listen.
Tokony mailaka ihany koa fiainotsika.
Slow to speak, slow to become angry.
Ary ho malay miteny ary ho malay kitezitra.
Anger doesn't bring about the righteous life God requires.
Le fahatezerana tsy mitondra antsika makany amin'le fiainana fiainam-pahamarinana andraindrain'Andriamanitra amintsika.
So he wants us to be quick to hear.
Ka tiantsika izany hoe ho mailaka be amin'ny fiainoana.
But listen to this.
Fa e noi aneva netie.
What I would have thought he would do next.
Zavata nerteret ko aton manaraka.
Is tell you like go read your Bible for an hour every day.
Te mudwe ni tenem noi te mandiana va kiwa aten drai sanandun Bible now what?
James is full of commands.
I tip Jacoba tena feno bike beta be atonyo wa.
He's not slow to give a directive.
Yes tena tsi tswem miadana pen fa fan mezan turu tu turmark.
But he doesn't say go read your Bible an hour every day.
Fa is never tsi tena mandana va kiwa aten drai sanandun Bible na reo.
He goes way deeper.
Favomiaris nandela ndala kuku.
He wants more than reading to get through a passage of scripture.
Nyandandrainte miotra nlewe famakina fotsiny vakina angekagna te vovaky le andala tsoratra masina.
We must hear.
Usi se mila miaintsika.
There's a difference between reading and hearing.
Misy fahasamihafana le hoe mamaky sy le hoe mandre mihitsy.
Some people read the Bible and hear nothing.
Misy ny olona mamaky ny Baiboly fa tsy mandre ninina.
Unsaved people can read it and still be unsaved.
Ny olona tsy voavonjy afaka mamaky an'io ary mbola tsy voavonjy ihany.
Christians can have quiet times but they just get through the passage that was set for the day without listening.
Ny kristiana afaka hoe manana le fotoana mangina iny dia mamaky an'izay andala tsoratra masina voatondro amin'iny andro iny nefa tsy mbola mandre ninina.
James wants Christians to understand.
I Jakoba dia tiany kristiana mba hahazo tsara hoe
I want you to understand.
Ary tiako ihany koa ianareo mba hahazo tsara.
That if we are to grow spiritually then we must listen attentively.
Oe rate itombo arapanatsika de tokony ahy miaina. Tena hoe mila mahay miaina tsara mihitsy.
Listen for the speaking of God.
Enoy le tenin'Andriamanitra, le fitenenan'Andriamanitra.
Involving our mind and our spirit.
Izany de ampidirintsika eo mihitsy ny saitsika sy ny fanahyntsika.
Many times we're reading but not hearing.
Mazantsika mamaky nefa tsy mandre ninina.
Because we're not reading with an attentive spirit.
Satria tsika tsy mamaky araka amin'ny le hoe fanahyntsika tena mitandrina tsara miandrandra an'le izy.
So if all we do is push people to read their Bibles.
Karaha ny zavatra ataontsika fotsiny ohatra hoe atositosikitsika ny olona hoe vakio ny Baiboly.
We may still have problems.
Dia mbola anana olana ihany tsika.
But if we can cultivate an attentive spirit.
Fa raha afaka kosintsika hoe mamokatra an'izay hoe fanahy mahay miaino tsara izay.
A wanting to hear.
Le hoe fiandrandrana mihitsy te haheno te haino.
Then those who are eager to hear.
De ireo izay tena hoe lina te andre.
Will go to the word in order to listen.
Ary de hoany amin'le tenin'Andriamanitra mba hahenony.
And they will create the conditions that are required for reading with an attentive spirit.
Ary izy ireo de ampiatra le hoe fepetra takinany amin'izany hoe fahaizana mamaky ara-panahy.
You see, if you're hungry to hear from God, then you may seek out a quiet place. And read the Bible with an attentive spirit. That's why you sometimes have to get a bit away from the people that are always going nya 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 in your ears.
Zain ndray mampatonga tsika hoe somary miataka kely tsika miala an'le olona le menmenna kely eo amin'ny sofintsika eo foana.
That's about hearing the word of God.
Isaiah amle hoe fandrenesana an'le tenin'Andriamanitra.
And if there are issues, anger,
karaha misy zavatra hafahafa ohatra hoe fahatezerana,
get rid of the anger.
Ialao izay fahatezerana izay.
You can't hear when you're angry.
Tsy mahay ninina ianao rehefa tezitra.
To listen with an attentive spirit.
Le hoe miaino tsara amle fanahy miandrandra zavatra tsara iny.
You need to have a peaceful attitude in your heart.
Mila manana toetra metoe fiadanam-po mihitsy ianao ao anatin'ny fanahinao ao.
So firstly we need to hear.
Voalohany indrindra izany hoe mila mandre tsika.
But for that we don't just read, we actually seek to hear.
Dia ny amin'izany anefa tsy hoe mamaky fotsiny tsika fa tena mikatsaka mihitsy tsika mba hoe andre.
And then he says in verse 21.
De hoy izy indray eo amin'ny andininy faraky amby roapolo hoe
get rid of all moral filth and the evil that's so prevalent and humbly accept the word planted in you which can save you.
Hoy izy hoe ko ario ny fahalotoana sy ny lolopo rehetra ary ekeo amin'ny fahalemem-panahy ny teny nambolena.
We hear the word of God.
Yentsika le tenin'Andriamanitra.
But that's how we're exposed to it. But then our first response, our part, is to receive it. And three things are stated here if you're going to receive it. Prepare the soil for the seed. You're not going to grow spiritually if the word of God is falling into a heart that's full of corruption. Moral filth. It really just means the junk in our lives that doesn't please God. What are the weeds in your garden? They're always growing. You can come check my grass at my house. No matter how hard we try, there are weeds there. When I look at my heart, these weeds just keep springing up again. But don't ignore them.
Just
get rid of them. The sin you repented of last week, maybe you'll have to repent again. Or if it wasn't that sin, maybe there'll be another one. But to grow spiritually, we need to be weeding the soil of our hearts. But we're referring to the word of God. See, we need a humble attitude to the word of God. But Jesus, who is the truth and the word, was also described as the rock of offense. Because he came with the greatest offense to our pride. And he says, you can't save yourself, I will have to do it. To the strong man, that's an insult. Ah, Jesus, look how good I am.
And
Jesus says, your righteousness is rubbish.
Your
money is rubbish. Your status is rubbish. Your life is rubbish. But I can make you worth something. The gospel is offensive. The truth offends, but if you get past the offense, it sets you free. The third thing James says is this word planted in you can save you. There is more
Mbola misy a mihoatra lavitra ho anao.
Finally, in this passage,
farany indrindra eto amin'ity andalana ity a,
he says, do what it says.
Ozy izy hoe ataovy izay lazainy.
And this is where most of us fall down.
Ary eto ny ankabeazantsika no lavo.
He says in verse 22, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says.
Ozy izy eo amin'ny andininy faharoa amby roapolo hoe fa aoka ho mpankatòa ny teny ianareo fa aza mpiaino fotsiny ihany ka mamitaka ny tenanareo.
The final part of the lesson is, do you put the word of God into practice in your life?
Ni teboka farany eto amin'le lesontsika dia izao hoe ampiarinao ve ny tenin'Andriamanitra eo amin'ny fiainanao?
See, when I got dressed this morning,
hitanareo tamin'izany akanjo tamin'ny maraina,
I went to the mirror,
nandeha nakeo amin'ny fitaratra,
brushed my teeth,
niborosiko ny nifiko,
had a quick look at myself,
dia nijerevako kely ny tenako.
If I'm really worried, I could look for 10 minutes just checking everything.
Dera tena manapy a dia afaka mijerijery eo mandritra ny 10 minitra zahako eto aholany ny retraretra.
But I'm not a girl.
Fa izany efa tsy vehivavy.
So it was quick.
Ka vetivetika kely ilay izy.
And I'm not worried too much.
Izaho tsy dia nanapy loatra.
But I leave and I go into my day and I forget about that moment.
Dia niala dia namonjy ny androko dia adiniko iny.
It's in the past.
Efa any amin'ny lasany iny.
It was my little 5-minute ritual.
Efa iny le fahazarako kely fotsiny mandritra ny 5 minitra.
At the start of the day.
Le hoe rehefa manomboka an'le androko iny a.
But it's forgotten as I get into my day.
Efa adino le izy rehefa tena hoe niditra tao amin'le androko amin'izay a.
James says, don't treat the word of God like that.
Ozy izy Jakoba hoe aza atao ohatran'izany ny tenin'Andriamanitra.
Take it with you into your day.
Fa hoento miaraka aminao mamakivaky ny andronao izy.
When you've looked at it and you've heard it and you've received it,
rehefa nijerenao ilay izy dia renao ilay izy dia noraisinao.
Then carry it with you into all of your life circumstances.
Dia hoento miaraka aminao iny a makany amin'izay zava-misy rehetra ao amin'ny androm-piainanao ao.
Put it into practice where you see its relevance.
Ampiaro ilay izy rehefa hitanao hoe azo ampiarana anazy eo.
The word of God said, give to someone in need.
Ohatra ny tenin'Andriamanitra amin'ny teny hoe manomeza ho an'izay olona mila izay zavatra izay.
If you carry that word in your heart this week, you'll find someone in need and you'll give something to them.
Raha hoentinao ao anatin'ny fonao ao izany amin'ity herinandro ity a, rehefa mahita olona ianao hoe mila dia anome ianao.
It won't set you free until you do it.
Ary tsy anafaka anao izany raha tsy efa ataonao ilay izy.
There's no fruit until there's fruit.
Tsy hisy vo a raha tsy efa misy vo.
The word of God produced nothing in you if there was no action.
Tsy amokatra ninninina eo amin'ny fiainanao mihitsy ny tenin'Andriamanitra raha tsy misy hetsika ataonao.
The word of God says, give thanks in all circumstances.
Ozy ny tenin'Andriamanitra hoe misaora amin'ny zavatra rehetra.
But wait.
Fa andraso aloha.
Somewhere during this coming week, there will be an opportunity for you to give thanks.
Isa amin'ity fotoana amin'ny andro mbola ho avy io a izy fotoana nomezanao
fisaorana. If you don't give thanks, the word accomplished nothing.
Raha tsy misaotra ianao tsy hatanteraka ninininy izay
tenin'Andriamanitra.
Fa ho tahaka an'ilay lehilahy nijery ny tarehany fotsiny ihany ianao na ilay hoe ilay olona nijery ny tarehany dia avy eo niala teo izy dia adino sady ilay izy.
James says, don't forget the word of God.
Ozy izy Jakoba hoe aza adino ny tenin'Andriamanitra.
Apply it, act it out, bring it into every part of your life.
Ampiaro ilay izy, ataovy hetsika mihitsy ilay izy a amin'ny apahapahany rehetra eo amin'ny fiainanao ataovy ilay izy.
Are you living the word of God?
Miaina an'ilay tenin'Andriamanitra ve ianao? Hiainanao ve ilay izy?
If you aren't,
raha tsy manao an'izay ianao,
there's no fruit being produced.
Dia tsy hisy vokatra mihitsy a ho vokatra eo aminao.
You're not experiencing the blessing of spiritual life.
Ary dia tsy azo, tsy hatsapan'ilay fitahian'ny fiainana ara-panahy mihitsy ianao.
And so it's from this point that James moves on from hearing to hearing and doing.
Dia nanomboka teo Jakoba ny teny an'ilay hoe fandrenesana an'ilay izy a mandre a dia manao an'ilay izy, manatanteraka an'ilay izy.
Let's pray.
Andaontsika hivavaka.
Heavenly Father, help us to understand that you've given us your word as a source of spiritual life.
Ry Andriamanitra ray eo ampio izahay mba halala hoe nomenao anay ny teninao ho loharano fiainana ara-panahy.
Help us to hear it.
Ampio izahay andre azy.
By listening with an attentive spirit.
Amin'ny alalan'ny fiainoana hoe fanahy tena miandrandra azy mihitsy aheno.
Help us to humbly receive the word of God as seed planted in us.
Ampio izaimbatena andrain tenandriamanitra mpany atreteny tahaka ny vona ambolena ato aminay.
And may we take it with us into every situation and live it out.
Ary hoentina eo amin'ny fiainanay amin'ny ampahampiainanay rehetrarehetra ne izany dia ho ampiarinay.
For your glory.
Ho an'ny voninahitrao.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.